I'm Arun Vanagopal, senior reporter on WNYC's Race and Justice Unit, and I'm in for Melissa Harris-Perry today. You're listening to The Takeaway.
Strikes and gutters, ups and downs.
This week marked 1 year since President Joe Biden was sworn in as our country's 46th president. But you're not alone if you feel like it happened way more than a year ago, and if you've aged a lot since then, so much has happened. Let's review. We saw more people getting vaccinated in the last year, as Joe Biden pointed out in a press conference this week.
We went from 2 million people being vaccinated at the moment I was sworn in to 210 million Americans being fully vaccinated today.
COVID continues to mutate and spread and affect our daily lives. We also saw traditional U.S. allies relieved about a relative return to the status quo in diplomacy. However, we also witnessed a chaotic end to a 20-year war in Afghanistan. And while the U.S. joined the Paris Climate Agreement and Biden halted the Keystone XL pipeline, U.S. greenhouse gas emissions surged in 2021, the opposite of what the administration said they wanted to happen. All right, what about criminal justice? The family of George Floyd spoke at the Democratic National Convention when President Biden was nominated back in 2020. A year later, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act has stalled, with no other police reform agreement reached. And this week, the Filibuster and Voting Rights Act fell through in the Senate. And let's not forget how student debt still looms as well. And these failures have had an impact on voters across the country. Recent polling shows that voters have not exactly been pleased with the Biden administration's accomplishments. But when a reporter asked President Biden about what his administration has gotten done despite a political stalemate at a press conference this week, this is what he had to say.
Can you think of any other president that's done as much in 1 year? Name one for me.
I'm asking you.
I'm serious. You guys talk about how nothing's happened. I don't think there's been much on any incoming president's plate that's been a bigger menu than the plate I had given to me. I'm not complaining. Knew that running in. And the fact of the matter is we got an awful lot done. An awful lot done. And there's more to get done.
For more, we're speaking with Joel Payne, Democratic strategist, host of the podcast Here Comes the Payne, and CBS News political contributor. Welcome, Joel.
Thanks for having me, Arun.
We got an awful lot done, so says Joe Biden. Is he wrong?
He's not wrong. I tend to back away from some of the kind of the flexing historically. You know, Barack Obama walked into a global recession in 2009, and FDR had a lot of things on his plate back in 1933. Be that as it may, that's what presidents do during those types of media opportunities. But I do think if you look at 2021 for President Biden, to me, it's the tale of 2 years. The first part of the year, that team, the president, his administration were very prepared for all of the challenges that they stepped into. COVID, the economic calamities associated with COVID, the kind of social calamities, also restoring faith and favor in the presidency and confidence in the office after 4 years of Donald Trump. There's a lot of good that they did over the first part of the year. And that was all on schedule. And then when the year kind of got unpredictable, when you had Afghanistan, you had the Delta variant, you had consumer prices rising economically. The president and his team kind of got knocked off their feet and have been on their heels ever since. And I think when you look at 2021, to me, it's the tale of 2 years.
Are voters growing apathetic to the president, or is it just too soon to tell?
It's a bit too soon to tell. I mean, we have to all steady ourselves. It's 25% into this presidency. There's a lot more time to go. I do somewhat think that the modern presidency is designed for presidents to be less popular. You're never going to be more popular than the day you step into office. That's true for any president. I think particularly with this president, he also walked into a tough legislative environment. For much of his transition period, I think he thought he was going to be working with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And then on January 5th, one day before the January 6th insurrection, Georgia voters spoke. And they actually handed the Senate to Democrats and the leader Schumer and President Biden. And in some ways, that upped the pressure and upped the expectations on what this president and what his allies in Congress could do. And I think actually you could argue that Joe Biden probably was more designed for a split government, kind of working with Republicans, kind of forced, shotgun marriage with Republican type of arrangement than actually having the power with a slim majority. I actually think that was a pretty consequential moment.
Let's talk about the polling for a couple minutes. We're seeing some polling on Black Track that found Black voters of all ages are becoming less satisfied with the direction the country's headed since September. This is really at the core of his base. Why do you think we're seeing these numbers?
Well, so I think that, you know, Black voters, and I kind of somewhat jokingly say this, you know, I used to work in making ads for Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. And a joke internally sometimes would be, you know, Black voters care about the economy. They care about national security as well. Right. And they care about the things that kind of are anxieties for other voters. But there are also obviously niche issues that are important to the African-American community, whether it's police reform, whether it's voting rights. So you've got this combination of the natural anxiety of being an American in 2021, which does not miss the Black community. Combine that with these niche issues in the community that are important, and that you thought you were electing a president who was going to have a plan to get it over the hump. And when that president is unsuccessful, I think it's natural that you're going to have a depressed enthusiasm related to President Biden. And I think that's what we're experiencing.
But are you worried about these numbers from a very important part of the Democratic, you know, the Big Ten?
Arun, I'm worried about everything. I'm a Democratic strategist. I wake up every morning with a lot of anxieties. I guess what would give me some confidence is the understanding that Joe Biden and Democrats are eventually going to be able to create a contrast message here. Because at the end of the day, elections are about choices. And when Black voters are faced with the choice of the Biden presidency and Democrats, who, while not perfectly executing an agenda that maybe Black voters were led to believe, there are certainly great strides that have been made under the Biden presidency and things that you can kind of count as real success compared to the Republican agenda, which really has not spoken to the kind of niche issues of the Black community. I think you still feel like you have a good shot to make your case to those voters. But look, Democrats would take the Black vote for granted at their peril.
When we hear this narrative that seems to have taken hold about the inevitability of the House and maybe even the Senate flipping back to Republicans, you know, we hear that narrative. A Biden loyalist might say, you know, don't blame him. Blame Joe Manchin. He's the guy who tanked our agenda. Is Biden getting the blame because that's just what happens? American presidents just tend to get the credit and they also get the blame.
I think that's exactly right, Arun. I mean, when you're the president, it's all your credit and it's all your fault. And I think that, again, when you look at that consequential moment that happened in Georgia on January 5th, 2021, I think that upped the expectations and that upped the ante on President Biden. Look, I do think that all of the kind of breathiness around Joe Manchin aside, there are a lot of accomplishments to count. While I think President Biden was maybe being a bit exaggerated with some of his claims in the press conferences, that's what presidents do. But there's a lot to count on. You can look at that COVID relief package, which was an immediate stimulus into the American economy. You look at the child care tax credit that was a part of that. And then also that bipartisan infrastructure bill. You look at how the president has revamped the justice system with a record number of judges for a first year president. There's actually a lot to look towards. It's never going to be enough. And I actually think the modern presidency is set up to let people down with their expectations. It happened in 2009 with President Obama. I was there in leader Harry Reid's office when, despite the fact that we had historic gains, we really could not convince people that that was the type of progress that they should be happy with. I think the same thing is happening here.
Let's talk about some of these initiatives which have not been passed, voting rights in particular. The president said people of color, they are going to vote in the upcoming midterm elections, even if Democrats, you know, can't pass voting rights, which they couldn't. Do you think that misses the mark on the point of passing voting rights?
I think the president and his team have been about a half step off on their messaging on voting rights for a while. I think recently, the president and his administration and his allies have tried to kind of step into that fight and step into the breach a little bit more. But, you know, you can't out-organize voter suppression. And I think that is a thing you hear from the activist community in the Democratic base. Also, when you hear the president and his allies talk about, well, we just have to show up and we have to, you know, we have to vote them out of office and take back the power. a lot of Black voters, and really just a lot of voters in general who kind of believe in these rights, feel like, hey, in the middle of a pandemic, we showed up in record numbers. We gave you the presidency by 8 million votes. We gave you the Senate. We gave you the House. We did the hard work. We did our part. And I think that's what President Biden has to worry about, is enthusiasm in 2022 and potentially in 2024 if he runs for re-election. You have asked voters, and in some cases we're talking about Black voters here, to kind of go out and do the hard work. And then there's no payoff on the back end. And I think any voter is going to be left a little cynical in that type of a situation.
So what's the message?
The message is 2021 was maybe better than you think. Try to elevate some of the things that maybe did not get headlines or maybe gets lost in the sauce. Talk about what you're going to do with Build Back Better, being maybe broken up into a couple smaller pieces. Focus on getting that agenda over the hump in the next couple of months, and then get to sales mode. You know, President Biden was Vice President Biden 12 years ago, and I think he remembers maybe some of the missteps of the Obama presidency and his allies not selling the Affordable Care Act the way that they could. It actually turned into a political albatross as opposed to a political benefit. And I think this president does not want his agenda to be co-opted negatively. And so I think you're going to, you know, turn the page pretty quickly from legislative mode and go into sales mode and hope that you can at least stave off record historic losses. Last thing I'll say, Arun, is I think sometimes we forget presidents, yeah, even in the best of times, they are going to lose seats in the first two years of their presidency during their midterm. That is historically what we have happened. And I think even under the best of times, I think President Biden was going to have a hard time holding on to you know, legislative power with Democrats.
COVID, if we ever actually get out of this latest variant, this latest wave, is that a winnable issue? Or is it just the kind of thing people take for granted that, yes, you're supposed to fix something like a huge health crisis?
Yeah, Arun, and it's funny, we haven't spent as much time on COVID. I guess quickly what I would say is COVID is a thing that has taken down one presidency, and it could very well take down a second. It's the reason why Joe Biden is president. And I think it's the one thing that can't be defeated at the ballot box. And I think the president and his team have to wrap their arms around this.
Yes or no? Is he going to run again?
I think right now, President Biden has set the expectation that he is going to run again. But there are a lot of things that could happen between now and the next 18 months, which is about the window when he would have to decide to do that.
Joel Payne, Democratic strategist, host of the podcast Here Comes the Pain, and CBS News political contributor. Thanks so much for joining us, Joel.
Thank you, Arun.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.